It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. It's been more than a month since Pakistan's military ruler Pervez Musharraf suspended the country's top judge, yet the outcry is not dying down. Today, Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, saw the largest protest demonstration so far. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
They gathered outside the Supreme Court gates, a noisy, angry, flag-waving throng that's now convinced it has Musharraf on the ropes. The security services prepared by flooding the streets in large numbers, sealing off routes into the capital and erecting checkpoints. Yet several thousand people turned out over Musharraf's move to get rid of the Chief Justice have until now been led by Pakistan's lawyers, who see it as an attack on the independence of the judiciary. Today, the lawyers were outnumbered by groups from almost all the main political parties, eager to turn this into a campaign to end military rule and restore democracy. Among the crowd was Imran Khan, a celebrated cricketer turned politician. Khan says Musharraf now has no choice but to reinstate the Chief Justice, Iftikhar Chaudhry, and then stand down himself.
He should resign, bring in a caretaker government, hold free and fair elections. Anything else will just cause the situation to deteriorate by the day.
Today's protest passed off peacefully, but there's no sign this affair is dying away. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.